Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Saturday, December 7th, Atomic Dog is showing up racing. I'm bringing the final shakedown, 2013 Grudge Fest to Dallas Raceway. This is it! So if you want some,
come get some.
Action Grudge racing all night.
You don't want to miss the Kelty Car Matches, Big Tire Shootout, Old School Back Out Shootout, and the Truck Shootout.
For the classes, we got a 580, 7-0 indexes. Bring your motorcycle and your ATV to get in on the action too. Gates open at 11 a.m. Admission $20. Kids 12 and under free. Driver tech card $10. For more info, contact Atomic Dog at 512-775-6563 or peanut at 214-317-0185. Or you can find us at AtomicDogDragRacing.com or Atomic Dog Drag Racing on Facebook. Be sure to tune in to the Atomic Dog Grudge Inc. radio show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Call in number is 646-200-4419. And the call in number is 646-200-4419. It's your boy Chuck G. You got to be there.
Good morning, everybody.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How is everybody out there tonight? Hope everybody's doing okay, up and going, getting ready for the last couple of races of the year. Going to be going down, so hope people geared up. Hope some of this cold weather get out of here, you know, kind of hanging around right now. You know, be here the last couple of years. Hey, well, we're going to do the best we do with what we got to work with. We're going to keep doing what we do and go out with a shebang on trying to get these races in and trying to make action. So that's what we're going to get off into tonight. But before I get off into going into the night, I just kind of want to send a special prayer and condolences out to one of our Grudge Race family members who suffered a loss, Pro Stock Joe. Our prayers go out, Pro Stock Joe, and our condolences. My understanding, he lost his son. And we just want to let Pro Stock Joe know from the Grudge Works family that we're here for your support, and all our condolences go out to you. And anything we could do, feel free to call on us. Sad day in the Grudge world when a member or anyone loses a family member. So prayers out to you, Pro Stock Joe. Keep your head up. Stay strong. Okay, with that said, we're going to go and let Ernie come on, Paw Patrol, Tech Tip. Ernie, how you doing?
Well, I was cold and rainy. When I went to lunch, I just walked outside a few minutes ago, and it went from 35 degrees at about 2 o'clock to 62 degrees outside in 6 hours. So this is, for us, this is kind of like, here comes the tornadoes.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah. Anytime it warms up like that, we usually get socked with something around here.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's kind of chilly down here, but you know, we're going to make the best of it. That's one thing we can't control. All we do is deal with the circumstances in front of us.
It's kind of like a woman. You can complain about it, but don't do you any good.
No, you do. Yes, right. That's right. Yeah. What do you got for us tonight?
Well, if y'all didn't listen to last night's show, Ask Ernie Tech, you ought to go back and listen to it on archive. It got into a pretty good show last night. A lot of people talking, asking questions, some good stuff. But what I want to get into tonight on tonight's show with you is, you know, I talked about it last night. I need to talk about it again tonight. The weather. What can we do about it? Nothing. God, it's getting cold. Now, I warned everybody 3 or 4 weeks ago that it was going to get cold. Well, it's here. Have you winterized your car if you're not going to be racing it? Well, have you winterized your car even if you're going to race it? That's even more important because if you haven't, the weather snaps down, it starts freezing, it gets cold. Man, these blocks are expensive. The heads are expensive. A gallon of antifreeze, $8, $10. And one trick that I found out you can use is if you use RV antifreeze, it's a little bit easier and it doesn't have the same properties that normal automotive antifreeze does. And if you do happen to get some on the track, it doesn't create the problems. Now, this is not to say to run antifreeze on the track. That is a definite no-no. But for the time being, if you need to put antifreeze in your car, you need to get it done now. Make sure that you get the car jacked up off the floor. If you've got the slicks off the car, make sure you put them on a piece of wood or 2 2x4s, something that you can roll up on, and they'll lock in place. It's extremely important because the calcium in the concrete will cause the tires to turn solid. I mean, you'll lose all the traction off the car. It also, by creating that hard spot, when you try to do a burnout or even leave or run down the track, that piece of the tire will not expand like it should, and it's like running a tire that is out of balance. So the extremely important things, if you've got the ability to put the car in a shop, make sure it's a heated shop. Here again, put something under the tire so it doesn't touch the ground. Put you a battery charger on your battery, especially if you've got a float charger. Plug it in and let it run. If you've got don't have a float charger, charge your battery up. Give it about a 24-hour charge. And then about every 2 weeks, go out there and put it on a trickle charge and let it run the cycle. You know, it's going to be 4 to 6 hours. That'll be more than enough to keep the electrolyte in the battery from freezing. That's something that you also have to worry about with the, I'm going to call it the acid-free batteries. Those round batteries will freeze if you don't have a good charge on them. If you don't have a heater in your shop, make sure you put a good strong light underneath the engine. Let it put some blankets over the hood that contains the heat in the engine compartment. Because if you're going to have something that gets damaged, the engine is going to get damaged far faster than anything else. So if you can contain that heat underneath the hood, you don't have to heat it up to 70 degrees. You just have to keep it above 32 degrees. So, you know, time to start planning these things out. It's extremely important that if you go out there, you can spend a lot of money trying to repair frozen stuff. I've done it. I know. I put it off one time and only one time. After that, I got real anal about making sure I went out there and got my stuff taken care of. These little tips can save you money by not having to replace your battery. It can save you tires. It can save you an engine. So pay attention. Get these things taken care of. As far as a tech tip, you know, some of you guys out there are running the Holley fuel pumps. And there's been a lot of calls coming in about the pumps. You know, they try to flow the fuel systems, and they can only get 4 pounds of fuel pressure no matter what they do with the regulator. When you have that problem, now this can also work with any of your other pumps, your high-pressure pumps, Aero Performance, Barry Grant's, any of the other pumps you might have. if for some reason all of a sudden you cannot get the proper fuel pressure flowing, it tells you there's a problem in the pump. On the Holley pumps, take the pump off, flip it upside down. There's four Phillips screws underneath the bottom. Undo the Phillips screws, pour the vanes out. Now, those vanes, there, it doesn't matter where they go, what direction they go in, they're just in there. So check and see if you've got any rust on the bottom of the cover. If you've got any rust on the cover, you need to take it off. Any rust on the vanes, use a 400 to 600 grit sandpaper. Lay the sandpaper on the table, take the vanes, and just lightly brush them till you get the rust off of them. Put a couple of drops of oil in the bottom of the fuel pump. Put the vanes back in. Put the base back together. Take the pop-off valve, the built-in regulator. That's that little nut and screw on the side. Take it out, clean it, put it back together. Majority of times, a piece of trash can get underneath these pop-off valves, the little relief valves that are on these things, and create all kinds of problems. So if you look at things and all of a sudden your fuel pressure isn't right, don't question the gauge. You need to start making sure everything is like it should. On these Aero pumps, the Barry Grant type pumps, pull the brass bypass off, take it completely apart, and wash it out real good with parts and brake cleaner or carburetor cleaner. Those things will get pieces of the foam out of the fuel cell into the pump. It'll suck it through the pump and it'll put it up into one of those bypasses. You can pull your hair out trying to find out what the problem is. You check everything, you got good line pressure, but all of a sudden you don't have volume. It's most of the time going to be a problem in that check valve. If you're running nitrous on your, of course, if you're running nitrous, you are running nitrous. If you're running nitrous, everything's been running good, and all of a sudden you have a problem. Don't blame it on the nitrous system. What has changed? What is common to all your problems? Fuel pressure goes away. If you're only running one pump, the car's not really running good. If you've got a grid system or a computer, you can see the pressure fall off. The Barry Grant style, I'm going to call it the BG style pumps because everybody knows what those are. Those have vanes in them also. It's a good idea once or twice a year, pull those things down, pull the bottom off of them, clean the bypass. They've got a little shaft seal on these things. So if you've got a fuel pump that all of a sudden starts leaking fuel, now we're talking about the BG type pump, there's a shaft seal in there that will start leaking. If you can send it off to get it repaired, but we carry those rebuild kits. They're very inexpensive. You've got a $500 pump. You can put the new shaft seals in it and O-rings in it for about $30. It's good to have these in stock. It's just like having blow-off safeties on your for your bottles. If you blow one, you need to have one you can put it back in place so you can keep going or make sure you got spare bottles. But you do need a safety to put back in there. Fuel pumps are a good piece. They can last forever. But it's real tricky that when they, like I say, trash is the worst thing that can happen to a fuel pump. So while you got your car down, if it's going to be up for a little while, you know, pull the fuel pump. It's not but a couple of connections, a couple of bolts. The whole thing comes apart. Don't separate the pump base or body from the motor. Leave it together. The only thing you want to take is the bottom apart so you can get to the pump assembly, clean it, lube it, take the safety off. Well, not safety. Take the pressure relief off, clean it, put it back together, stick it back up. Make sure you use proper connections on your electrical system or solder the wires back together and put some heat shrink on it. Make sure you do not have a loose connection. So if you got any questions, give us a call. If you got any questions that you want me to answer, you know, buzz in, press one. You'll come up, and we'll see what you got going. What you got, Tracy?
That's right, Ernie. If you got any questions, there's a lot of information Ernie just gave there. So a lot of people probably don't understand it, but some very good information, you know, give guys something to think about. On a few pumps, we'll act up on you sometime. And, hey, first thing we do, go out and buy another $4-5 fuel pump, and it might just need some of that cleaning. So that was some good information, you know, might help some people, might have the experience of a problem. And if you got a problem for Ernie, I don't see no hands up, Ernie, but as y'all know, Ernie's on every Monday on TechTip. And, boy, I tell you what, if you ever go on there and listen to TechTip, they be have a lot of questions over there. I don't know what it is about guys out there on the East Coast shows that come to TechTip with Ernie. God be picking Ernie's brain left and right. And Ernie, I can tell you what, guy's very knowledgeable. He hadn't missed on a question yet. You know, I got guys that sit around, and when Ernie say stuff, they Google and try to find out if Ernie's dead on, and been coming back to me every time that the guy is dead on. So that's very good information. We're glad to have Ernie over here. Also, Ernie stepped up and have sponsored for the show operation. Atomic Dog, final shakedown, nitrous bottle for each class that we give it in the shootout class, the one and also win coffee car nitrous bottles. I got those bottles here. They sitting brand new, look nice, ready to go. We'll win them. Also, we're going to do a truck. Grudging, putting up a truck, no chassis truck, only nitrous cars. Good ink belt, so I give guys the shoots up. Ernie, we appreciate that, man. You know, if anybody got a question, feel free to call Ernie. Ernie, you want to give them that number?
Sure will, Tracy. Those are some pretty bottles, ain't they?
Yeah, they're some nice-looking bottles.
Tell you what, we've worked a while, and we finally got those things up where they nice and pretty and shiny, clear-coated. I want to give a shout-out for Jackie Davis Racing. They ordered a kit the other day, going to put it on a car. And I appreciate that. Appreciate the business we've been getting from the, I'm going to say, the left-hand side of the Mississippi River. But if you got any questions, you got any tech, you got a problem you need to ask about, you know, give me a call. You know, we'll work on anybody's equipment. Just, you know, give us a call. 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS, NITROUS. We're here Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 1, and we'll help you every way you can. Tracy, y'all have a good evening, and I'll be on the side listening for a little while.
Okay. Stay warm out there, man. We're going to get on here and do what we do. We got some stuff coming up. Okay, well, I know one thing, what we didn't have no past events this weekend because it was raining all over Texas, and wasn't nobody, everybody was sitting there watching football games and doing other things, so it wasn't no racing, so we don't have to worry about past weekend events. But if anyone at this time got an upcoming event, I'll give you the opportunity to come on and announce the upcoming event. So push the one button if you got an upcoming event. Want your first word to know, this time I'm going to go to you. We got Sharon.
Okay, the hands that you have up were already up. Do you want to go to those? We don't have
Okay, go to those and see what you got in with. After they get to, I'm going to talk about the upcoming event we got. I don't think we got show enough out there. Peanut out there, Ricky out there. We need to come on in and talk to the folks and let them know. Let them know what we got coming up.
Okay, I don't see Peanut or Ricky. Smooth, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Greg?
What up, Smooth? What's on your mind? Just move still there, you fall.
He said he's just sitting back listening.
Oh, I didn't hear him.
Is that what you said? Broke up a little bit. Okay, mute your phone, Smooth, and I'll leave your mic open. Batman, your mic is open.
What's going on? What's happening, Trey?
What up, Batman?
Oh, man, nothing, man. Just got a lot of people asking me a lot of questions on, of course, you know, I could have rain out, and here's this Saturday, which yours the following Saturday, which I tell everybody else. My deal is this, you know, I don't mind doing it because, yeah, that's what I love to do is race. I don't mind going back-to-back if I have to. And plus, they're in two different cities, so, you know, it's really not a big deal. Like I tell everybody else, you know, those who can make it can't. Those who can, you know. I'm going to both of them regardless of the fact, you know what I'm saying? But, man, I got a lot of questionnaires, man. A lot of people ask me if I Atomic Dog in your car or you going to show up on your race or who you going to race. I told them I'm going to let you have that, you know, yourself, you know. I told them I really don't know. I don't know if he's going to have your car there at your event or not. So maybe you can tell the girls well on what you got planned on your event on December 7th.
Well, right now, man, you know, I'm up in the air on a couple of things that I got going. I'm working, trying to get something sorted out to make that last and final race. So, you know, it's still going to be a tough call. I run into a situation, so it's hard for me to answer tonight. But if I happen to have it down there, like I said before, if I happen to have it down there, you know, I'm definitely going to give Brother Ford the back tie, and we're going to do that. I spoke with him. You know where I stand with it. It's just right now I run into a situation, and I don't know exactly what's going to happen with me. It's just one of those things, man. It's where it goes. That's why you hadn't heard me say a whole lot of medical. You know, I don't know how the situation is going to turn out that I'm up against right now, but that's where I stand.
Oh, another question. I got a couple of questions they told me to ask, so I got it written down on the paper. Shaq want to know, is Single Man going to be there with his car because he want to do something with him?
Who was that?
The little green car. Tinkerbell. We call him Tinkerbell now.
Tinker's supposed to be there. Tinker's supposed to be there December 7th with his car. He's supposed to be there with December 7th.
Yeah, you know, I got a couple of people.
He's supposed to. He's supposed to be there with it soon.
Is anybody else do you know that's coming outside the city other than Houston and Dallas? I mean, any name that everybody's familiar with?
I mean, a couple of the Elgin boys are talking about trying to make the race. I don't know if they're going to make it this weekend or next weekend. Talked to a couple of them. They say they like to make it down there. I got a friend of mine outside San Antonio. He's planning on coming. So, you know, I don't know. This guy just told me if they want to make it. What you got in mind? You looking for somebody?
Well, no. I mean, you know, my deal is this. You know, these are questions people ask to me. You know, I'm just putting them on the talk show. You know, I know you probably can ask them because it's a show, you know. So, you know, I'm just out there because they ask, you know, they're asking me. I told him, well, let's wait till the talk show. I asked him myself, you know, and we'll just go from there. But, another question. The guy want to know, is your tree man going to ever run for the Euro, you know, or is it going to be next year, or are you going to ever get with tree man, or what?
Let me tell you like it is here. I got a shootout down there. Tree man's supposed to be down there. He's in the shootout. We might bet a couple of dollars on the side, you know, but let's go after Tree Man and try to bet a lot of money. Tree Man, he's got a good card. He got things worked out right now. But if we face each other, it might be a little something on the side, but it'd be a shootout. But just to call Tree Man out and go heads up and bet me $3,000 or $4,000 or whatever, it's a different story. I mean, I can't say nothing, Tree Man. He's doing what he has to do, and he got his shit together. And, hey, the car run good. So hopefully that answers your question.
Well, you know, I just question that, you know, people want to know, you know, they know I used to talk to you a lot, so I'm just putting it out there, you know, that's about it. Do you know if Peanut is coming out with his new car, or do you know if he's coming out with his other cars, you know?
Well, Peanut, he's still in the making. I don't think he got it all together yet, so it'll probably be 2014 before people see Peanut's new car. But it's in the making, but I just don't think it's going to make it December the 7th. But he do have two other cars. He's planning on racing. He's planning on locking somebody in with, and he's planning on having those two out there.
Right. Well, I know it was talking about, you know, the Butler Boy running Peanut, one of Peanut's cars. I heard the talk about that. You know anything about that?
Yeah, they talked about it. Butler supposed to get back with him. He said he wouldn't mind. He wouldn't mind trying him. So, you know, I know if I happen to get down there, Butler know. He said he's coming. If I get down there, he's definitely got the back tie. I'm definitely going to run him. I'm definitely going to get in the back tie. And Peanut's trying to get a head-up race with him. But they want to race his back half car heads up. And he want to know if he'll get a back half car, the back tie. They'll step up and run him with that one. If not, they'll run him heads up with Peanut's black.
I'm almost sure how it's going to probably end up. It's probably going to end up with the Kamal and Butler heads up. I know Butler mentioned to me about running the automatic Promar car heads up. So, you know, I don't know. Like I said, we'll see how it turns out. I think there's a lot of people just asking the question, you know, who's coming, you know, who's going to be who, who's matching up at your event, you know. So,
Since you're on that topic right now, I got a list with $200 on top of each one of these folks' heads for people to challenge each one of these cars. The Texas Beast has a $200 bounty up on him. Anybody step up and challenge him? Kenny Duke, there's a $200 bounty up on him. Lil Rick with the Jackie Fever son, the guy been trying to race, he want to race, he want to stay in his class, he want to race. If any car want to come down there, there's a $200 bounty on top of him. Also, you got Tony Thorne, always looking to race. Got that Nova out there saying, look, I got a $200 bounty up on anybody step up and run him. Flip, guy will race. Last race he went to, won three races. There's a $200 bounty up on Lil Flip also. And then there's King B, he want to race, and he going to do his thing. There's $200 bounty up on him. So those guys right there each are looking for anybody that want to come up. I got a $200 bounty on top of those guys' heads. Anybody think they want to run those guys, catch the other lane. If it's a good match, a good race, they're going to let you know, and they're going to do what they do on the side and try to make action for those races. So those are the names of the people that
they
I know.
They say they got a bounty on your head, too.
Well, they got a bounty on my head, but what's the race?
They said anybody who be a Tommy Dog would get them the race. They got a bounty on your head. That's what they said.
I will race. Who is it?
Well, I mean, this is what they – I mean, I'm just telling what the people say.
I said I will race. Who is it? If I like it, I take it. Who is it?
I already know you say you want to run Tree Man. I think Tree Man a little bit too fast.
I didn't say I wasn't going to run Tree Man. I didn't say I wasn't going to run Tree Man. Don't misquote me. I said I got
$2,000.
$2,000 out there for grab. Tree Man is going in it, and we might bet a little bit something on the side. Now, that's what I said.
But you know what, though, Tracy, though? You know, I keep it 100 with you, though. I really believe, though, I said this ain't just talking about you. I'm talking about everybody else that's out there. Now, Tree Man, that made some hell of a pass, and he impressed a lot of folks. I think he impressed you, too, when he was down here in Denton. And I think
let me explain something for you about impressing me. You know, Tree Man's been working with his car and been struggling with his car. Tree Man done made some changes, and his car running good. I know when a car is running good, Batman. You know, I know when a car running good. The man's car running good. I can't take nothing from him. I run Tree Man the way I told you I run it, but to jump out there, we had a pretty good race before we broke the last down. The race could have went either way. And Tree Man has stepped up and got his shit together, and his car running good, and I'm still yet to get my shit running the way I think it should run. So with that being said, I answered your question. I would run Tree Man, but just to go out there jumping on Tree Man for a big amount of money, you know, I think I'm a little bit that fast.
We'll
run in the shootout. I also like Birdman, Jekyll Hyde, or Tree Man. We all get in there. We throw a couple of hundred on the side. There's $2,000 out there. You can easily get up to a $3,000 or something dollar pot. I ain't got no problem doing that, and the fans have something to see. So that's out there, and that's on the table for the big-time guys. It's the last race of the season, and I like to see that happen. I would like to see it happen. So that way, if folks get to see all four of those cars, Batman, all four of those big-time cars go down like that. So, you know, I hadn't seen the Black Mustang out there either. So when you're talking about the Tommy Dog, that's also talking about the Batmobile. What do you want?
But you know what? I don't race this year, though, Tracy. I don't race two or three times this year.
Let me explain something to you. Sometimes when you go to the track and you have problems, that's just the nature of the beast. It's also times you done came to the track with your car and didn't race it because you had problems. Now, the best that I showed up, if I had a problem, I had a problem. If I have a problem in my car, I know how to park it. I'm just not going to go out there and force the issue. Because if I tear that son of a bitch up, Batman or nobody else is going to step up and give me a dollar to fix it. So that's just the nature of it. That's just the nature of it, you know. It's going like
we
that, man.
We understand that, Tracy. We understand that. But you know what, honestly, though, I think you're scared of Tree Man, though, man. Now, since you see what you saw, I don't think you're going to ever get up there with Tree Man and run
Batman,
there, man.
Let me explain something to you. Watch what I'm going to say, and then you tell me. You got a back-ass Mustang, correct?
Right. Hold on. Listen
to me. Peanut got a back-ass Camaro. Big block, right?
Right.
You want to lock him in?
Listen,
Hold on. I just said, and just what you just said, I just said he got a big block Camaro back-ass, and you got a Mustang back-ass. Do you want to lock it in?
But this is what I'm trying to tell you, man. That car is totally different. You got an automatic Tomahawk car, and Tree Man do too. It's no excuse. If you can't tell the world, you just can't beat Tree Man right now, we accept that, and then we just go on.
Well, watch this. If you tell me you can't beat me right now, you can move on.
I tell you what, though, what I will do, though, I tell you what I will do.
You asked me something. And I asked you something, and you moved to something else.
This ain't a Batman show,
but I'm going to say a Batman fuck ass this. You can't step to me, so why are you worried about asking me something that you ain't going to do with nobody else?
I tell you what, if you try to treat me, I'm going to try you.
You said if.
I said, if you run Tree Man on December 7th,
I just asked your question. I got $2,000 out there in a shootout, and I advise myself, if I make it to the track, I got an issue, but if I make it, I'm in it. I like Birdman to get in it. I like one of the Jumping High Car and Tree Man, and we'll each put up a little something on the side. You cannot understand that, sir?
I'm going to put a bat on your head. I'm
going to
see who's
going to
bat you. Batman, let me just ask you this. When you
Tracy,
have your event.
Hold on.
Batman, when you have your event, you do that, and I try to make it down to next caller, Sharon.
Richard,
okay.
Your mic is open. Richard, Batman,
hey,
hold on. Richard,
Tracy.
Go ahead.
Tracy.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make the trip, man, because your races are good. But I'm going to tell you now, I don't want to see you going in reverse now with that broken-ass transmission. You need to get a loaner or something. And Batman, you need to put that video up I made for you. I'm calling you out on that. And also, Tracy, you're going to get on the microphone. I'll tell you what, you're going to get on the microphone, and you need to put Batman up against the Grudge and then get on the microphone and have the crowd push Batman's ass down the track.
Man, I could not push Batman in the beam against the Grudge. If I push that, somebody can break block up.
Yeah, you can.
He's talking about your Mustang.
You see, I drive two cars. I got two cars to drive now. So, I'm going to put that Camaro on the Grudge if you get a Mustang.
You know the girls will come out.
You don't own no Camaro, though.
I own it from the start to the finish. That's what I own it.
Man, you're going to be racing him on your four-wheeler. Don't be like that.
Tracy, I'm going to put a bat on your head December the 7th to get your ass up there at least try to win.
Hey, listen. Now, guess what? Me and him getting that shootout, we're having to get side by side. You just goddamn come over and get my money for trying to win. How about that? Now, remember what you said. You said, hold on, hold on. You said it. The grudge world heard it. Now, you said it. If we get up there and we in that shootout, you just come over and give me that goddamn money.
You don't know how to interpret an answer. Oh, I guess I do. Hey, Batman, let's go to the next caller. We got some other people want to talk. I don't want to see you go all day with you. Bushnell, your mic is open. Man, I'm just listening to Trace. Hey, Bushnell. What's up, Michelle? Hey, Bushnell. Hey, man, you better slime, boy. You be talking about nobody goddamn car. I ain't counting nobody out now. 2017.
Yeah, I'm talking about slow ass Mustang. Enough said. Hold on, man. Get your facts straight. Get your facts straight, man. That wasn't me that said the Grudge. That wasn't me.
Let me have that motherfucking little turd ass Mustang he got. I don't really run that ass. I got a 3,000 pound street car, but I don't run your little back ass.
I tell you what, once you run the Camaro in, now you can get that Camaro. You can get the Camaro.
Tomorrow.
You can get that Camaro. That black one. The one that you played
with. I ain't say that's a bad ass car. What I just told you. I don't have no
more. Never call the back ass car. My last time was back ass car. What's the difference? My last time was back ass car. What's the difference?
Say, certain back ass I run, man. What part you don't understand?
What'd you say now?
I say certain back ass I might well run with my street car, man.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hell,
all right.
What you talking about?
I'm running your back, man.
You better sit down
somewhere,
man.
Hey, Grudge, look, this is what I'm going to say. I can't beat you with my mustache. I'm trying to get Tracy to say I can't beat Tree Man, and we'll be okay.
Hey, Batman, well, if you're trying to get me to say that, you're not going to get me to say it, because if we side by side in the shootout, we're going to let it see what happens. And if I don't happen to win, that's just the way it turned out. But if I do... Yeah. You got a big mouth. I bet I'd be both of them up. You said, man.
I tell you what, I'm going to call you bluff. I'm going to take the
You want you. Hey, watch this. Watch this. Man. You won't take shit because your mouth big. Get your ass over there.
But see, I didn't want him to admit that he can't be Cream Man no more. It's over. It's over. Never.
Batman, you got another lock and you want to get up, we're going to mute your mic and let you sit there and we're going to send you back in the booth. And let some of these other folks that come on here to try to do something, because every time you want to bring me up, you want to duck with your damn car. So, you know, we don't keep talking about your car and my car. Well, hell, I can be both of them slow motherfuckers you got.
I'm going to mute myself. I'm going to let somebody else talk.
All right. Thank you, sir. Anybody want to step up and challenge any one of them cars I named that's 200 bounty on top of each one of them heads? Them guys are looking for a race. Anybody want to step out and take a challenge on them guys? I got a couple of them on the line. I might have something they want to say. If you can push the one button and let the world know what's on your mind and what you want to do. We got a full show out here with a whole lot of people out here. So we see who want to step up and say something. Sharon, if you got anybody, you go to them.
No new hands up right now.
No new hands okay. up. You know, that's part of the nice topic, man, is, you know, these guys got a bounty on these guys and people. These guys are, you know, asking me, man, hey, get somebody to run me. So, hey, you just take a stab and do something. Do you want to step up? This last race of 2014. Hey, guys, you try, you know.
Ask Snoopy what they do for me. I try.
What do you say?
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
Ask Flipnum what they do for me. I try.
Ask who?
Flipnum with that backhand car.
You say Flipnum?
Yeah.
Flip is on here. Flip, push the one button.
Hey, Tracy, if you put a bat on your head, I guarantee it'll fall and go off the hook.
Well, guess what, Batman? If I show up, I got a $200 pound, and now what? Now put one on your head, and I'm going to show up. That's what I thought.
I thought Flip was.
You Flip on him. He's
asking Flip something. Hey, Batman, while we wait.
Go ahead.
While we waiting on Flip to come on for Bushnell, who did the Beast lock in with? Anybody?
The Beast is looking to lock in. T-Town, who are y'all here looking for? T-Town, push one button. I've seen him out there. Let me see. I've seen T-Town out there. Hold on.
Batman, you bringing little Tori's car out?
Oh, yeah, bitch, I'm going to bring it out. I'm bringing my car out, too. Both of them cars be out there.
Man, you ain't bringing that Mustang out.
Man, both of them will be out there. You see what I mean? Both of them will be out there. But, man, I'll take the move from you, though. You give me the move, I'll try you. Give me the move, I'll try you.
I'm going to bring it out,
bro. Hey, man, listen, man.
You know what? I'll give you the back tires, man.
Listen, man.
I'll give you the back tires, man.
I can't beat you. I'm trying to get Tracy to understand.
Oh, wait a minute,
but I will take the move from you, though.
Man, come on, take the back car.
Why would I give a bad hand car to move, man?
Take them back turns.
Hey, Bush, now listen. My car may look like it, but it don't mean it. Just like Tracy, but it don't mean it.
There's no way. That don't be right. That ain't right on paper, man. I 3,000 pound street car don't give a bag ass to move, man.
Listen, man. Hey, man, listen. Yeah, I'm trying to get a butt bring action some kind of way with you.
Hey, but there's no sound like that one.
I'm bringing action some kind of way, man.
But I'll give you the back tie and some toss up, though.
Hey, Town Tony, your mic is open.
Hey, how doing?
Hey, what's up, T-Town?
Man, pretty good. I ain't going to get on here and run my mouth like Batman does all the time. Cornbread, Nightmare, Alley Cat, both of Batman's cars. Nightmare, Cornbread, Alley Cat, both of Batman's cars. It's the last race of the year. Let's put a bounty on Batman's head. Shit. All he does is talk shit.
Hey, wait a minute. T-Town. Hold on, T-Town. Batman said he got a back half car. He's sending two of them. And did you just call both of them out and Batman ain't say nothing?
He ain't going to. He's smarter than he looks.
Hey, T-Town, listen. I'm going to say this again. Nothing makes sense to y'all. I'm trying to get Tracy coming along with me.
Hey, Batman, we're not talking about it. Hold on, Batman. I'm not going to let you get out like that. We're not talking about me. That man said he called Batman both of them called. So the man is talking to you. Those dogs you put me in, this you sit in the seat.
I'll tell you what, Batman, you bring your Mustang, you give little Tricky Ricky the back tires, I'll put all the money up. Now you're talking about racing a 19-year-old kid that's his first year drive. If you can't step up to the plate with that, park your shit.
Listen, man, why don't you do this? Tell him to get to the other side, and then we'll go from there.
Come on, Batman.
You're probably faster than I am. Listen, man. Sit down. I'm not afraid to tell a person that I can't beat him. See, I'm trying to get Tracy to follow along with me.
Man, hold on, Batman. I'm not gonna let you slip out this one. You tell that Jackie Peterson. Hold on, Batman. Now, Batman, you got your ass in hot water. We gonna trap you. You tell me that the 1979-80 Camaro. They're trying to get Batman's back ass on the man just asking for the damn back tie, and Batman, you won't entertain it?
Oh, man, no, he won't, man.
I'll tell you what, Batman. I'll tell you what I'll do. You race Tricky Ricky, and you give him the back tires, y'all race, I'll give that fucking black Camaro, Tories or whoever, I'll give you the damn back tires off of it. I don't give a shit. Now, if you can't step up to the plate with that, you need to stop driving and sell your shit.
Listen, man.
God,
I'm gonna say this again,
you
man.
Race?
He ain't gonna do race, man. He gonna get that mic, man.
Man,
listen,
God
man.
Damn it, man.
Listen, man.
That's $400 right there on the table.
Say, see, Dow, if you can help me say this, and I want Tracy to get into the group too.
Hold on, man. The man talking to you, man.
Group.
Batman, say one other time. You, hey, Batman, we not going to let you get away with that. I'm going to call bullshit when I see it. The man is going to offer you the goddamn back time with your Camaro. You come up here beating on your damn chest, telling that you driving two damn cars. The man is going to get one of the back time.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
I'll even throw this in there, Batman. If Tracy and Tree Men race, I'll throw $1,000 on Tracy's side, so you'll shut the fuck up and quit wasting 30 minutes of the fuck show every day.
Listen, man.
Now
you
what?
Hold on, Batman. You got to quit riding on mine, bro. The man talking to you, bro.
Listen, man. I'm going to answer those questions. You could get Tracy up there with 5 minutes.
Hey, Batman, now hold on. We're not going to answer that one. Hold on. He don't have to answer nothing. You ain't answering that man's damn question. You answer another question, ain't that what the man called you? You come beating on your chest back. You drive two damn cars. The man is talking to me.
I'm going to take the best tires in the moon with the Camaro on December the 7th. How about that?
Nope. The back tire for both cars.
Listen, I know you're way faster than that, but I'm going to try that.
You got to give Tricky Ricky the back tires, and I'll give you the back tires, and that's it. I don't do no steps. Normal shit. Let's just be thinking about it.
Let's try to
get on the phone, Sharon. If you want to give him a call, he can't get through.
I'm going to try that, man. You know what? I'm going to call you. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to call you.
We're going to lock in tonight.
I'm going to call you. Let you know.
Batman, you don't have to call that goddamn man. He on the phone now. He's calling you.
But see, I'm going to do like you do. I'm going to call you like you call Butler. I'm going to call you. So I'm going to call him too.
You said you're going to be there. So why do you say you're going to be there?
Only way I do that if you get Tracy to say, Mr. Tree Man, I can't beat you right now. Maybe 2020, I might try.
Batman, you can get off mine, bro. It done went down. So get on something else. God damn, man.
Tracy, it's easy. Batman has been on the phone for, I'd say, at least a good 30 minutes, hadn't locked in anything. I've got somebody on the. I got somebody on here that I think wants to try to lock in. Can I go ahead and open up his mic?
Batman, sit back and ride. Drink you some goddamn vanilla wafer. Eat some vanilla wafer and get you some goddamn lemonade, man. Sit back.
Big Jeff, your mic is open.
This is Big Jeff. Yeah, I've been going at it with Pretty Tony and Petey Boy out of West Dallas, and so I just want to challenge Big Boy to this race, this last race of the season. So I want Petey Boy to bring this slow-ass goddamn nowhere out, and Tony to bring this slow-ass goddamn Chevy 2, whatever you want to bring out. I'm tied up. We want to get this show, and this is the last race, and I want to do it.
Who is this? Who is this?
This is Big Jeff out of Dallas.
Big Jeff? And you call it out?
Yeah. Petey Boy out of West Dallas and Pretty Tony.
And Pretty
Last
Tony?
Last race of the week. Pretty Tony.
Yeah, get Pretty Tony on. I don't think it's never going to get Pretty Tony on. We're going to see him get Pretty Tony. We know he likes the race. We're going to see what he says.
Yeah.
And Petey Boy, if anybody know him, get him on. But I know we try to get Pretty Tony on. He likes the race.
Hell, Slack, he can get some, too.
Black is on there. Slack, push the one button. I know I saw your number. I don't know what Slack's situation is with his car. I ain't seen him in a while, but Slack is on here, but he can answer for himself. Slack, push the one button and talk to the people.
Okay, Tracy. Well, I'm getting Pretty Tony on.
Slack.
Hold on. Okay, he hasn't pressed the one button. I'll go ahead and open up his mic, though. Slack, your mic is open.
Hello?
Go ahead.
All right, what's going on, Trace and Miss Sharon?
What's going on, man?
Oh, okay. Who want to lock in?
It's Big Jeff, Slack.
All right, what you want to do?
The race that you put it to me about a few months ago.
Which one is that?
You gonna run on motor and you gonna run me. You gonna let me hit.
No, I let you hit on the spray. I'm not running on motor on the 7. You talking about with the Vega?
Yeah, with the Vega. Yeah.
Yeah, I give you the move with the Vega, but I'm running on nitrous.
No. We told me you were gonna come to me with the motor.
Well, that was 2 months ago. You wanna race next week? You got some moves, and I'm running on spray.
You know, I got a little old small block.
I don't care what you got. You grudge and race, and you get on the other side. If you don't want that, then we don't have nothing else to talk about.
All right, Slack. I love you too, man.
All right.
Anyway,
yes.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna try to see if you can Tony on.
Hey, Pretty Tony is on.
Tracy, what's going on?
Pretty Tony, what happened?
What's going on, bro?
Somebody called your name, man. They called your name. I got to try to reach out there and get you. Okay.
If they ring it, I'm going to bring it.
I'm doing the other day. That's on here.
Who is it? I'm here.
It's Big Jeff.
Big Jeff.
Goddamn right.
Oh,
yeah.
Jeff, man, what do you
want to
do, Jeff?
Bring the Chevy 2 and bring the Nova. I want to run both of them motherfuckers. Last race.
Well,
The Chevy 2 is
the
Nova. Tell Petey to bring his goddamn car. Y'all been talking all year and all this shit. Bring both of them. We're going to sell the end of the year. Last race.
Okay, so
that's what I
said. So who are we racing? We racing you or we racing Roy?
Well, it
don't make no difference. It don't make no difference.
Yeah, don't. Okay,
don't
so
no
are we locking it in?
Huh?
Are we locking in or what?
Locking the race in? Yeah, we can lock the race in. That's what I'm saying.
No. Lock the money in. Let's lock the money.
Oh, we get together on the money, but that's between me and you.
Oh,
I don't even
well,
let nobody know what I'm bringing.
What the hell you come on, this radio show trying to besmirch my name? Let's lock the money in.
That's what I said. Just like I said, y'all been talking shit all year. Y'all been talking shit all year.
I'm
trying to get you playing that slow ass shit out there plenty of times. Y'all been talking shit all year.
Say, man, you know, listen, there ain't no problem with me showing up. All you got to do is ask.
That's what I'm telling you. Bring your car tell Petey to bring his car. You know, Petey done got out of this shit the last couple of races. You know, last time we was in Crandall and shit, y'all pull that bullshit down there in Crandall the last time. We're going to get it on this time. So
well,
y'all
you
bring
your
most slow-ass goddamn car.
Well, then let's lock it in now. I mean, what are we doing? Let's talk
it's
about
it.
It's already locked in.
I come all the time. I bring my car all the time.
You say what you want to race for and what we lock it in, and then I agree.
That ain't everybody's business. What I'm going to race for, we can race for some money.
Well, if it's not everybody's business,
for the money. It ain't about the goddamn money. I can cover whatever y'all cover.
Oh, yeah.
It's about goddamn money.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Cover whatever y'all cover.
Okay,
I can
Jeffrey.
Cover whatever y'all cover, Tony.
Well, I understand that, but will you? You might be able to, but are you willing to? Well, I think
y'all bring the car there. When you get the car there, then we'll talk about the money thing. I don't want to talk about it now because you don't show up.
Well, no. I'm going to show up. And we will show up. And
y'all
show up.
Bring both cars. Bring both cars.
You got it, man. You ain't racing nobody the rest of that night. We're going to be all over you like a cheap suit, nigga.
Yeah, that's what y'all wearing. Goddamn wear.
Yeah. Get yourself together.
Together, brother.
Now, is that it? You want to have a little pre-season match? You want to do something?
Yep. I stay together.
Sunday? Okay.
What now?
Well, okay. All right. Well, then I look forward to it on the 7th.
Talk up. I can't hear you.
I said I look forward to it on the 7th, sir.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting on you with bails on.
Hey, yeah, we'll relate that to Petey. So we can lock this thing in. Tell Petey to bring his car, too. Last couple of times, he's been bringing his car, getting on the line. Yeah, we ain't gonna back out this time.
I tell you what,
if you'd like,
we'll do you first in Pete's car. I do you in Pete's car first, and then if you still got yourself together, I'll come on around and do you in mine, or whichever one you want first.
It don't make no difference.
Okay, I understand.
Let's tell you another thing. We run your car. It don't make no difference. So I already know Pete is scared.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll run you first then, sir. What time are we going to be in the box?
Yeah, it don't make no difference.
I want you at high noon.
No, I ain't coming out there that goddamn early. I'll be there.
Well, I thought that...
You know, I get to the track around about 4 or 5. 4 or 5.
What do you mean you're not coming out that early, but you'll be there?
I come to the track 4 or 5. You know what time I come to the track?
No. It's winter time.
Get that
head,
man.
You gotta get there early, man. It's
winter time.
Well, shit.
I come to the track 4 or 5.
4 or 5. 4 or 5. The motherfucker need to be racing about 4 or 5.
Yeah, you need to come early, so just in case you need to radiate on the dragon motherfucker.
So. I got the goddamn money to put whatever it is on it. I got the money to do it.
Why? Well, I'm glad. Congratulations, brother.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got it straightened out. Just have your ass, sir.
Yeah.
The people want this. We're going to pick up where we left off. Big chicken in your ass.
That's funny to me. That's funny to me, little Robert.
Big Jeff, how you going to call in? How the hell you get on the radio show anyway? Somebody calling somebody out. am,
must be a slow. It must be a slow night.
Ain't never slow night for me, baby.
What?
Yeah.
I'm glad
I'm all right.
I'm glad you called, Jeffrey. You giving me inspiration. I'm gonna go change the plugs in my shit.
That's good. Change everything.
Change the plugs in
that
my shit.
Right.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, you want to do the best 2 out of 3? That's how I like
it. I'm gonna run Petey, and I'm gonna run you. Then I'm gonna load my car up and watch some racing and drink the rest of the night. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's a good.
That's
plan.
What I'm gonna do. I'm gonna enjoy looking at some other people race. Yeah.
Well, good luck, sir.
All right. I'll see you then.
All right.
Tell Ed to bring your little punk ass out there, too.
Who was he with? Yeah.
You got a blue car back at the gap on December 2nd, right?
That blue car was on the 7th. It will be there too. I'm going to have both of them there. I'm supposed to be scheduled for my rematch with the underdog. Or the old underdog, whatever he is.
I'm giving away some Christmas presents too early, though. I got a clear box with some nuts in it I'm giving to Tracy. I want them all wrapped from everybody.
Hey, Byron, you might
what?
Want to eat them nuts yourself because you're just a big nut anyway. I shot you out.
Oh, man.
Well,
y'all boys, trash talking tonight. Now, you got to watch Tracy and them, y'all. They got something slick going on.
Hey, Batman talking that shit, and he out about them backhand, and he's ducking everybody. But he ain't going to fuck around and see me in the backhand, and I promise you, that son of a bitch there going to be looking at me sideways.
Remember, Batman, I told you that.
You're going to be sitting over there talking about that damn backhand, and you're going to see me, and I'm going to come look in your face and say, deposit, get to the line.
Listen,
it ain't but 2 more races 2013, it ain't but 2 more, so, you know, you just have
that
black car, you bumped on your chest back running 2 of them, just remember what you said about the back half, remember what you said.
You ain't gonna race nobody, and that's Zuby telling you that. I'm going on mute.
Hey, Scooby!
It ain't Scooby, it's Doobie.
Doobie, you coming just Friday, right?
No. I'm going somewhere
where
else this Saturday.
Where you coming in?
I was coming in there to just say. So don't if it wasn't for Wayne, I don't want to hear. You just gonna run your mouth, like Tracy told you. You told me you was gonna put the Batcave over me. Not even put it up. It better go in the Batcave because I told you I was gonna put daylight between us. And what hide from? What that bed hide from? Daylight. So shut up,
man.
You ain't gonna race nobody. And get on and enjoy your Christmas.
Are you coming down? Are you coming down on Tracy right here?
saying, no, that's my family vacation. No. No.
I'm just asking, man. I'm asking because,
I'm answering you. The next race I'll be in Texas will be Roy James' race. Will you be there with your black Mustang?
Okay.
Will you be there with your black Mustang?
Okay. Okay. I'm going to be there then. I'm going to be there. I'll be right there waiting on for you, bud.
Well, you ain't not waiting for me because I'm going to be there.
Yes, man. Yes, man. Okay. I wish you could make either one of these events, man, so I can stop you from doing all this talking, man.
Texas. I'm going to ask you something. How many events have I been to in Texas that I've been trying to get in?
Not one? One.
Every event I've been in, you was in Houston, man.
I was in Houston.
I've only been at one event. That's all. Anybody been in been at one.
He was in Houston, too, Batman. He was in Houston.
Well, but he didn't have to run me in Houston either.
What you did the whole day, you talked about your water pump was broke. That's the Chevrolet. You can go to AutoZone and get a water pump for that.
Yeah, it was broke. But, I mean, you still
have
to run.
You know what? That's what you're going to do, what you're doing. Running your mouth and get on the mic running your mouth. That's
what
you're
looking
for.
I'm trying to get Tracy to do this.
No, don't get Tracy to do nothing. Batman needs to cover for Batman. Do Batman. Damn anybody else. Do Batman.
Do me, man, we got two more tests left. You make either one of them on front of you, man. I told you that, man. I'm going to give you what you're looking for, man.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to have to do this in 2014. You and your family have a nice holiday. And you just keep your mouth shut till then. Goodbye.
Okay, well, what bad about it, who ain't gonna keep my mouth shut? They gotta whoop the shit out of me. Don't let that cape get over your head, because by the time the cape get over your head, I'll be at the finish line, baby.
Well, I guess that's that.
Hey, man, I'm gonna try him December 7th. I don't think he can get down to check his goddamn self. I might go call that fucking bluff he's talking about.
Let me show you something, Batman. I'm going to make you a promise. If my shit get there December 7th, I'm going to come get that mic out your hand, and I'm going to tell you to get your ass to the line with either one of them goddamn cars you got. And don't give me no damn excuse. You want to think it won't get you down the track? When I come tell you let's go, just goddamn go get your goddamn car and put your money up there and let me show you.
I want to call out Scrapper.
I need to see you, Scrapper, on the 7th. Oscar in his truck. Need to see you, Mr. Oscar.
Tony, who you calling? I can't hear you clear, Tony. Tony, I can't hear you clear. Say it again. You called two people. I'm not hearing you clear. Who did you say?
Jeff. I'll
see
you,
Huckleberry. You
said
what now?
Yeah.
Who was that talking?
Big Devil or whatever you call. You know who it is. Who you call out?
I called Tony over here, and I can't. Is that you talking? Talk up.
Yeah, that's me talking. That's me talking.
Oh,
you
okay.
Turn your
I can hear you now.
Everybody else is. I was just giving you the call
out.
Turn,
like your, turn your voice up, man.
Try
like
to
yes,
see.
I try to do better.
Tracy.
Hold on.
I hear you.
Go ahead.
10-4.
Okay,
10-4
racing. Go ahead.
Say, Wade, you don't want to run Oscar,
Wade.
You scared.
Yeah, Wade, my truck will be ready. I want Oscar.
Man, let's lock in right now. How much you want to bet? That truck ain't going to be ready, Wade.
Yes, it will, Wade.
You need some help, I'll go help you put the motor back in there.
Huh?
Need some help? You need some help over there? You want to help the motor back in there?
I got to take it care of, Wade.
All right, Wade. Well, I heard Austin's name, so, you know, type my boy out.
Yeah, I
call
Austin.
My boy said he's ready.
I need my money back from y'all.
Yeah, that's, we're 2-1 right there, so you got to do a lot.
Yeah, y'all got to wait twice. We're going to make it all up on the 7th. It's the final finale.
I think they're doing a truck shootout, too, right? Something like that.
Truck shootout.
I just want to tell you off, ready.
Is the truck shootout on the 7th?
Yeah, it's on the 7th. Got a grudging truck shootout there. Going down to the 1 with a nitrous bottle, with a coffee cup nitrous bottle. And see what happens.
Is it a full-size pickup or any?
Any 50, just no chassis truck and no turbos. No turbos or blowers.
What about
only,
like S10s and stuff like that?
Just only no chassis truck. S10, get in here.
Oh, we're too slow.
Oh, S10 too.
We're too slow.
Well, yeah, we got to do our thing on side. FDN, they're going to probably be too tough.
Yeah, they got full size. We got 4,000-pound trucks.
I don't give a damn. I try them. I'm shit. Bring your ass out.
We try Lee, but we're going to try Lee, too.
Lee? You
and
want
Ant,
Lee?
Too. Y'all need to call Ant, too. I also want to try Ant, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not as breaking time. I don't know. But Lee will try you.
All right, well, we'll be there at the 7-7.
Yeah, 10-4.
10-4.
Well, I've been trying to tell you what's up.
I see you coming, but I was on the show.
All right. Well, we got to get on like this right now. Like
Tony,
said,
you
got to
lock one of them in, Tony? Tony, you got to lock one of them guys in, or y'all just got to send an agreement?
No. Hey, man, they already know. I'm ready to treat somebody and get the money up, man. I'm all of those
Tony,
all right. Let's put the money up. Yeah, I know my word is bond. Like Jeff over there, Big Jeff is big probably talking.
I don't even know how Jeff got on the show. Shit.
Come on, man. He's not even a racer. He washed up. I retired him a long time ago. He tapped out.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, who's going to drive your shit? Hey, tell me. Yeah, well, Jeff, who's driving this week? Hey, tell me.
Oh, Roy?
Roy?
Black.
Hey, I'm talking. Man, I'm not racing Roy. I got a freak term on his head. So say I'm talking on the wheel. I'm trying to talk.
Huh? It don't make no difference. Shit, everybody got cars. There's a lot of people got cars. Other people drive. So it don't make no difference.
I was just asking. I was just curious.
Yeah, you drive so many goddamn cars here. They don't belong to you.
Tell me, dog.
You said King V on that list too.
I try to sell that trash bag ass car. Hold on. What do you say now? Did you say my King be on that list too? I asked for Flip. I heard from him. I tried King V with that bag ass trash car they got. You want to run Flip? Hold up.
I'm on here. King V. What's up?
Hey, this is Grudge, man. King I need a free car. No, man. What you do for it?
The Grudge.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rudd B.
What's up? Yeah, that's a girl. He got a little worse car with a little 28 tires, Brad. He did on his ass.
Yeah.
I ain't got no problem with that. He got a little 28 tires,
bro.
Brad. Well, let's lock it in, man. What's wrong? I don't hear you. Somebody call my name.
Hey,
man.
What you do? You tell him what you do for a week and lock it in for the deep center of seven.
You can lock it in for whatever you want to do. Brad, he wanna know, can you give him some kind of
advantage.
Concession. He wanna know if you give him some sort of concession, like a hit or two hits.
Get on the back tie, B.
Man.
I ain't talking about no back tie with no chance to call back half car. Not with no $3,000 street car. None of that. I take the brakes.
Yeah, man,
from
we might run you in that horn car if you take your widget bar off. We got 28.
This ain't no motherfucking take something off, man. This is a grudge fit.
All right. Well, you want to take them off, all right. I don't got no widget bar. I'm just. I ain't really want to
take something off.
What you looking for, man? What you want me to give you? A hit or something?
Hey, I take the brake from you, King B. I try you with the brake, man.
Brad,
the
brake. You want a hit, Brad.
Oh, don't do that, Brad. Man, everybody, if your shit ain't running here, just don't fuck with it. Stay in your lane.
Running ain't got nothing to do with it, man.
Stay in your goddamn lane.
I tried one of them, Brad.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brad.
What's up?
Get him, Brad.
I ain't gonna give you no bucks, man. Let him put up that money for him. He said, get him. Where he at? Put up the money for him then. Just put the money up for him.
Yeah, that motherfucker. Brad.
Yeah, give me the money. Put that money up for him.
Brad. Get him, Brad.
Right.
I'll go have with you. Get him.
Pay for it, Brad.
I ain't scared of shit. What you mean? I'm running.
Damn it. You got a motherfucking house over there. Get on that
big
ass. Get it.
Yeah. I'm running.
What you want to do it for, man? What you want to do it for?
Brad, he's sitting over there with 28 on, Brad.
Hey, 1500 or better? You got 500 or 1500 or better?
Do it.
You gotta do a heads up, top man.
Man, I ain't got no head up car with you, bro.
Yeah, we ain't talking, about a motherfucking 3,000 pound street car gets a motherfucking back ass chassis, because that, I can't do no head up with that.
Yeah, but you're rolling now.
Yup.
Yeah, he rolling. That ain't about how much it weighs.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty quick. I say let's meet in the middle. Get him back tie.
Back tie, like head up. Back tie ain't worth shit, man.
Yeah, shit. Okay. You want
to that chance on that big tire, less than 3,000 pounds, you gonna make that up.
Yeah, but he got a 555. You got a cubic inch of undetermined size. So
I don't know it, bro. But he let that brake go, I'm over there with that motherfucker 3,000 pound ass street car, he gonna make that up with the back tire. He gonna be out front, but he's out front for the 60 foot.
Well, that's why I need to put off with that.
Hello?
The 28 ain't never promised. I'll lock that 500 on that 1500. You want to go and lock me in?
On the brake?
No, straight up. Head so race. We grudging, ain't we?
In the back tire, Brad.
Yeah,
now you can get you back tire.
Tracy, Flip is on
Ella,
the
line. Ella, why don't you race the grudge?
Flip is on.
Is what else?
Flip is on.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey,
what's up, Tracy? Yeah, who looking for me? Who looking for the flip?
Bushnell, Flip.
Bushnell,
you looking for me?
Shit, I'm trying to bring some action, man. What you do for me? All right, well, shit, what do you want to do, man? Nova against Nova, I guess. So let's go, you know?
No, I can't do that, Flip. I take the break from you, Flip.
He looking for Flip.
I take the break from you, Flip.
Nah, I tell you what I will do though, because what I can do is, you know, I mean, I might be willing to give you like the back tire, but I can't give you the brake, man. I can't give no car the brake. The reason why I'll be straight up with you is my windows are tinted so dark. I don't even know where I'm at most of the time, man. I just hit the gas.
I can't give you the brake.
You got a one way motorcycle.
I didn't even think about that. You got a one way motorcycle. Look straight out the windshield, Flip.
You damn right. That's all you should do as a driver anyway, is be looking at the windshield. But I'll give you the back tire.
I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to see if I get the motorball with them clear windows over there. I'm going to leave you alone. I ain't going to hang you. I'm going to leave you alone. Because by the time you give me the break, I probably will be two cars in front of you with them goddamn tinted windows.
Nah, man. You call looking for me, man. I just can't give you the break, but I'll give you the back tire. It's pretty much the same thing.
I can't face you with the chassis back tire, back half car, man, big tire car. I can't do that.
Nah, slow down. First of all, my tires ain't big. They look 10 and a half by 31 on a 12-inch rim. My car is an old-school pro street car. I still got the factory front struts on the front, and I still got the factory front A-arms on that car. That car is not a chassis car. That car is an old-school pro. Yes, sir. If you want to call that car back half, absolutely, because it's still got the factory front A-arms and the factory struts on it. It just sits extremely low, man.
Y'all talking to a dude with fucking 28 on his car, a full-body car. Somebody get on his ass. Motherfucker got a 28 on his car.
Yeah, well, shit, I'm going to tell you right now.
You don't whoop my ass, boy. Now I need somebody to whoop him.
Well, shit, tire size ain't that big equalizer when you got one of them damn freight train motors in there. But we can do something. I'll give you the back tire. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to make action just like you. Hell, anything can happen in drag racing. Shit, I can give John Force the back tire. If he blow the tires off, I'm going to turn the wind light on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's do something.
I think he's going to blow the tire.
Yeah, shit, you never know. We don't even know what the weather's going to be like. I hope the weather's going to be great. I hope it's seasonably warm. I hope it's 85 degrees. I hope we race till curfew, which is 2 o'clock in the morning. But if we don't, we need to be prepared for that. But I'm praying for great weather. But I'm just trying to make action, Bushnell. You call me. I know you. I done lynch your shit at the track. Let's try to do something, man. Let's do something for something small. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't get away. I can't play with no back head call, no back tie slip. I mean, I'll, you know. I just can't.
I tell you what. Let's do this. Let's go head up. You on everything. Me on one system.
I can't run you head up with a street car, man, versus back head big top car, man.
Man, let me tell you something. If you can't get gas at the gas pump, ain't nobody got no damn street car. If you can't run on 93 octane and pass the emission test, it ain't no street car. But just to keep it real, I run you on one system to everything you got, head up. And that's a race. That's more than fair. Hell, if you were really smart, you'd know what I do in the damn index classes, and you'd take that race.
I'll be watching all that flips.
Nah.
It's okay.
Yeah, come on now, boy.
B, when y'all looking for flip, B? B, when you calling for flip?
Yeah, B.
What do you say,
Thursday? Yeah, flip got a rematch.
When you calling for flip for a rematch?
Who want a rematch for flip?
Bad
yeah. Flip, me and Flip, we got a rematch. We already locked in. We locked in for in the middle of the day. Got to do it in the daytime. We already locked in.
But B, we never locked in the time, bro. We need to kind of get that deal shored up on time, because I talked to Tracy earlier today and told Tracy that, you know, my work schedule may not permit me to do no races until 5 or 6 o'clock. I mean, I might be able to squeeze something a little later than that, but, I mean, the way I look at it is, hell, we need to be tuning our cars to the track regardless, because if it was 100 degrees, I mean, we wouldn't be saying nothing about that. If you want to do something, let's just lock in the time and we can go from there. I mean, I got to get down the same racetrack you got. You got to get down, and hell, you know, we can flip the lane choice or whatever you want to do. We can definitely make action that Saturday. I just need to kind of know, you know, some more definite deals, because honestly, bro, my schedule's so tight, I might just run you right off the trailer, King B. Because I don't have a choice. I got to work. I got a damn 9-to-5. Actually, I only got a 9-to-5. I got a 7-to-7. That's what I work. That's how I pay for that little old silver piece of junk. So I'm just saying, you know, I might have to show up and run you right off the trailer. So I just need you to kind of tell me what time you want to do it and how much you want to do it for. And we can always make action. You know, you're a cool dude.
I want to do it straight off the trailer as soon as we get there. If I make it there before you, as soon as I get there, we just do it straight off the trailer.
Oh, let's do that. Let's lock that in.
The same bet we've been having, we're going to do it straight off the trailer, though.
That's fine with me. My car go down dirt road. So you're going to lock in 250 on $1,000 or better, straight off the trailer, which means, and you know my trailer, it's that old raggedy white one that's there with the black dually pulling it. I'll run you straight off the trailer.
Stop it, man. I'm the one over there with that old raggedy trailer that's not even enclosed or anything. Regular old got to pull up on the trailer. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing clever in my car. I got this old open trailer.
What time y'all going to be there? About 3 o'clock?
Yeah, I'm going to be there pretty early, man, because that's kind of like my backyard, man. So I'm going to be there, man.
So what you saying? 2 o'clock?
About 2, 3 o'clock, man. 2, 3 o'clock.
Oh no, man. I don't even get off work, bro, until 6. I mean, I really don't. I don't even get off work till 6. And just so you know, so we ain't playing no games and all of this crap is recorded, you know, literally what I was going to do is I was going to drop my car off Friday night with my trailer, because it is living quarters. My partner was going to stay in my trailer that night, in the trailer, and I was going to show up after work. And literally my car will roll out of the trailer and I will make a hit right off the trailer and I'll run you.
What time you gonna make it there?
Man, I'm gonna say to be safe, I'm gonna say 7 o'clock, cause I work in Garland. So to get from Garland to Crandall, it takes 35 minutes. And from there, you know, you got to figure, I got to get out the car and I got to change my work clothes into the monkey suit and put the helmet on. So I'm going to say 7 o'clock if you want to do that. And, dude, right now, the way the almanac says, it's supposed to be 71 degrees with a low of, like, 60. That was better than what we do it at Denton. So 7 o'clock to me ain't no big deal. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and it really shouldn't be for you because if as many people show up as they say and we get a lot of good cars going down the track won't be an issue. But even if the track was an issue, you know, you just need to learn how to pull a little timing out and slow them digits down, and, you know, you ought to be able to go right down Main Street. Am I telling too much? Am I telling too much? Because I got old school shit. I got digits.
Say, Slip.
Yo.
I don't even have no digits. No, actually,
what he was saying, like, you didn't know what you were doing, right? Look here, Slip.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't even know nothing about no digits.
You don't know nothing about the digits. Why don't you stop by Jackie Diva Racecraft, man? He'll hip you to the game, man. He'll hip you to all that shit. And then, you know, it might be.
Hey, watch this. I might already be hip on something else.
Shit, and that's fine by me. And that's fine by me. So what you want to do, man? You want to do this at 7 or 8 o'clock?
7 o'clock, man. 7 o'clock, man. I'm just waiting on you, man.
Right. All right, 7 o'clock. Hey, 7 o'clock, 250 on 1,000 or better, 7 o'clock in the lane, and you got to go off the trailer, which means that, you know, you can't show up, you know, Saturday
so
and make no pass.
Whoa,
2, 3 o'clock.
You don't handicap it. What if you got some other races?
What if
Brad has some other action? Is you going to hold him up all day? Because you won't
He can't lock up at 7 o'clock off the trailer and come at 2 or 3 o'clock and race. If he's saying he's racing off the trailer, he can't race earlier, so he might need to think about that kind of lock-in for himself.
Yeah, exactly. Because he said that's what you said. You said, Flip, I'll run you off the trailer too. So that means that you get there at 11 o'clock in the morning, you got to hold up.
That was with the understanding that you're gonna be there about 2 or 3 o'clock in the day. Now you holding the man up all day.
I told you I don't even get off until 6 o'clock. I told you that up front. I said that's why I said I can't do that no time then. And actually, when I talked to Tracy earlier, I told him I probably wasn't even going to make the race. But I'm going to do some illegal shit and just walk out at a certain time just to get out there, just to, you know what I'm saying, try to make a bit more action. So you need to think about that before you continue locking in.
I might want to race in, that's late, 7 o'clock, I might get something in before 7 o'clock. I tell you what, if you don't want to lock it in, I want to race.
That's the last race of the year. I've already planned on racing that race. I tell you what, man, if I get there, whatever time I get there in, I mean, you got to race for me as long as you feel like you can get down the track. But, you know, I'm going to throw in there that we both got to get down the same racetrack, bro.
Y'all can lock it in, but y'all just don't have a time is what you're saying.
Right, exactly. I don't mind locking it in, but, you know, hey, look, you know, my job comes first, you know, so I'm squeezing everything I can just to get there at that time.
You got to take care of your business. So we're going to lock the same race we got in. As soon as you get there, man, I'm going to get in the lane as soon as you get there.
So y'all saying y'all are locking in 250 on the 1,000, but y'all don't have a time.
We don't have a time. I mean, so am I going to be able to make a test hit or y'all ain't going to let me make no test hit?
You can make a hit because you don't have a time. Okay, that's fine. Let me tell you something about me, man. I'm a drag racer.
I done
let motherfuckers tired off my car to track when they crash their car, man. But as a drag racer, if any drag racer come up to me and ask me for anything, I'm done. They can get anything off my motherfucking car, man, as a drag racer. You know what I'm saying? So them little Zeus that you gave me, bro, you welcome anything in my toolbox, bro. So, I mean, don't make it seem like, you know, it was a big deal. Because I told you appreciate it when I got them couple emergency Zeus from you, bro. So, but like I'm just telling you, as I say, anything in my box off my car as a racer, you can have it. I remember I had when little Mo broke against Hyde down there. I had little Mo say, man, you need no transmission.
I was gonna take my motherfucker the train mission out the car and lend it to him. He told me no. So
hey,
I mean, you know, bro.
So
it ain't none of that, but I get help from a bunch of people with some shit, and I appreciate it all the time. So don't never forget that about Bushdale, man.
Don't catch that disease they call feelings, bro. We just talking shit.
I've been doing this shit, man, since we used to wake up and motherfucking the sun come up racing, bro. So I ain't no drive up to this shit, man. So you gotta watch the shit that you say, man. Ain't shit ain't got shit to do with, man. You ain't no female. I ain't no female, man. I get pussy.
Y'all said, you know, no time,
still
250 on 1,000, and y'all flip a lane, it heads up 8 mile pro treat, and I'm just saying, is that what y'all saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying. Hey, but I just want to be clear on one thing, though. Hey, and I'm pretty sure King B ain't going to have a problem with this. We got to race before 10 o'clock. We got to do it before 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man,
Okay, you just changed in no time. B, do you agree with what
West,
You agree with me?
No, I ain't going to do no shit like that. If you
want to
run at 8 o'clock, you're
going to
make it at 8 o'clock.
That's all I'm saying, because if I get busy at work, dog, I can't turn it loose, and I just can't because I got to get that money first. Well, so that's what I'm saying. Like, we don't have to lock in no time, but let's just say before 10 o'clock, we're going to run, which actually benefits you because, shit, if I got to stay all day and I don't get there till 9:30, guess what? I got to run you off the trailer because I got to run you before 10 o'clock. That's what I'm saying. That shit actually benefits you. It don't benefit me, because I'm telling you right now, there ain't no way I'm going to make it to the track before 7, guaranteed. So if I get there, and I get there at 8:30, 9 o'clock, or I get there after my job closes and shit, that benefits you. That means I got to run you off the trailer, because I got to run you before 10 o'clock. All I'm asking is just, I just don't want no backdoor deal where it's like, hey, yeah, you said you were going to run me before the end of the race. And it's 1:30 in the morning, and, you know, the track's probably starting to go away. We don't know what the weather's going to be like. I'm just saying, give me till 10 o'clock, because actually that's when the pressure starts to change and the air really starts to change, and it really starts to affect these cars. So I'm pretty sure I got a solid tune-up to get past you, but after 10 o'clock, I don't know if I got that same tune-up.
I'm ready, man. Okay.
So what you want to do, man? You want to take that 10 o'clock deal or what?
10 o'clock.
All right, before 10 o'clock, 250 on 1,000 or better. We in the lanes before 10 o'clock. Head up, run what you brung, and I'm gonna bring a little extra. How about that?
Don't get caught in that.
Do you agree? Did you agree, B? I didn't hear you.
I agree, and I'm trying to let him know. Don't get caught in that honeydew, man.
Okay.
Hey, Tracy, just repeat the whole thing so we know what the deal is. That way, ain't no second guess.
Flip and King B, 250 on 1,000 or better. They got heads up 8 mile pro tree. They got to run before 10 o'clock. Run by 10 o'clock. No later than 10 o'clock.
That's it?
That's it, B?
Yeah,
that's it.
Okay, that's locked.
Next.
Have a good
lock there, right? Hey, Bushnell,
I'm just fucking with you, bro. Hey, Bushman, I ain't trying to offend you at all, dog. And if, and if I had a problem, hey, and if I had a problem lending you anything, bro, I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's cool. No, I'll just tell you the flip. I'm true to it, man. You know what I'm saying? You can get anything out of my toolbox, bro.
If you need anything, yeah. That's the first thing they'll tell you. Anybody in our chat, man, we'll loan you anything too, dog. So I'm just fucking with you, bro.
Hey, no, let me tell you something. I talk fucked up, so a lot of people that know me, they listen, man, that man, that's just the way he talks. So, you know, sometimes it might seem like I'm be getting all out of the pool, but that's just the way I talk, Flip. So, I mean, the muscles that know Bushnell, they know that's the way I act. So, they know they ain't nothing new. So, you probably sound like I probably was, you know, but I wouldn't, bro. I'd be skinning the grid all the time, man. I'm a sportsman to this shit, man.
Well, I feel you, bro, and, you know, you always welcome over there. Shit, you want to come
it's
get
true,
a sandwich after we're done, you're welcome to come over there and kick it with us, too. So,
and
I got you.
Man, I don't give a damn. I just have a good time out there, bro.
Well, I don't know, man. I tell you what, we might have to make one of them. We might have to make one of them races anyway.
We can have a motherfucking good time, and guess what? We can dance like a motherfucker, too, though. So that's what I really like about this girl shit, man. You know what I'm saying? You can fuck it. Still, goddamn me, you know, we still can... It'd be cool to the motherfucker, but guess what? We ain't building motherfuckers to put the motherfuckers on those shelves.
You damn right. That's the last thing I did. I ain't got no fucking show car. My shit got scratches, dents, and all kinds of stuff. So I'm ready to do whatever, whenever. I just hope that maybe by next weekend we can come to an agreement on some kind of race I can give you that makes it fair for both of us. I mean, you obviously don't want the back tire. I can't give you the hit because I can't see. Out the car, so maybe we'll work something else out in the next week or so, man. Maybe we'll make it.
We'll see each other at the track, man, and do something that ain't shit, man. That ain't nothing, bro. That ain't shit.
Now you know
how I act, man. So put that in your book on how Bush never act, man. You might just go off, you know. Put that in your book, you know. I'm going off and the cool go off, though.
Hey, the shake on here. Hey, the shake. If you on there, put you on the button. I had somebody want to run you. Hey, Haters Shaker, you on here? If you on here, push the one button. Ask somebody was in course about, somebody probably tried you. Hey, Haters Shaker. Hey, Haters Shaker, out here, push the one. Sheriff, you see him just open his mic up. Okay, y'all go ahead. I don't see him. Sheriff.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Who did they call?
Doug, your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing, Tracy?
Hey, what's going on, Doug?
Oh, pretty good, man. Just in this cold weather in Portland, man, and just realized how small town is. Hey, have you ever heard of TRE Racing Engine?
Yeah, they down here.
Yeah, that's what I found out. My buddy told me the initial TRE, and when I went in the website, it said Texas Racing Engines. I said, well, I might get him a call to the guys down there by fix me up some meter and blocks for my Dominators. They're pretty good people.
Yeah. They're out there. They're good people, man. They do good work, man. TRE do good work.
Yeah, I kind of went on their website. I see that's what old Birdman is running from, huh?
Yeah, you got to ask Birdman that. I mean, yeah, I guess you
got to
ask Birdman. I don't know about all that.
Oh, okay. So how's the weather down there?
It's cold right now, man. It's down at a high 30, low 40, so it's kind of cold down here.
It's some motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what it's been the same thing here in Oregon, man. Same thing here in Oregon, man. I've been listening at all the fellas talking all that mess down there in that brush, man. I sure wish I could get a part of it, but you know, my car ain't there, so I can't talk too much.
I hear you.
But, yeah, you have yourself a good holiday, man.
Okay, you too, man. You can stay right there, man.
Okay.
Okay, Sherry, you got another call? Don't we get coming close to that house? You got another call? Anybody got something else they want to say? You got a call?
We don't have any more hands up right now.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Tracy. Hey, man, check it out. Y'all have a good night, man. I got to go in this hospital and take care of some business I got with my grandparents or whatever. So I'm going to jump off the line. I appreciate the show. I appreciate the action. You know, King B, good luck this week. Good luck in a couple weeks.
Bushnell, I hope you either make some action with somebody, and then you can figure something out. Because when it all said and done, you know, shit, we all represent the state of Texas. And I love the fact that we all went out to Louisiana, and we were all just one big-ass group, even though, you know, you couldn't even catch a race because you had them cats so damn scared down there. So, you know, good luck to everybody, and hopefully y'all keep all these cars straight and safe until the 7th. And until then, I guess I'll see y'all cats then.
Yeah, peace, Flip. All right,
man, I'll have a chat.
Okay,
no
man,
problem.
I guess somebody wants to step up and run. Kenny Goop with Texas Beat, Lil Rick, Tony Sean, Flip got him a lock-in with King Beat. And these other guys out here looking for a race, man, they sitting back, they sitting right there in the bushes just looking, waiting for a guy to push one button and take a stab at them. So these guys want a race, man. They say nobody want to lock them in. They're trying to finish the year. What a good race. So they sitting there waiting.
Can
you get
smooth
back
on
you? What's
that? Nightmare?
I can't hear you.
Can you get... Nightmare on?
Is Batman on here?
No, man!
What did you say?
Leave him alone.
That was Nightmare?
You said Nightmare? Can somebody understand him? I can't understand what he said.
No, like you said Batman.
Who did you say again?
Nightmare.
Sounded like you said Nightmare, but I don't know who.
Sounded like you said Nightmare.
Nightmare. Anybody from Nightmare Camp on here? I saw him earlier.
Smooth is on here.
Yo.
I don't know who that was calling him, though.
Hold on. Sound like somebody said Nightmare. That one guy from Nightmare Camp Smooth on here.
Yo.
That sounds like Nightmare.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this Smooth.
Who is looking for Nightmare?
The Texas Beast.
Texas Beast.
Oh, he said Texas Beast. T-Town Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, Tom?
You want to do something?
When, man?
Kevin?
When you want to do something?
On the 7th?
Yeah. Let me get with my partner and make sure we're going to what's going on. If so, yeah, we can do that.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right.
Okay, y'all be sure to get back with us and let the people know next Tuesday, man. We're running up on that hour, man. We're going to get ready to get out of here for tonight, man. I hope everybody be safe.
Tracy,
going to the races.
Tracy, you have
go ahead.
You have one more hand that just came up.
Okay, go ahead.
512-1891, your mic is open. 512-1891, your mic is open. Okay, Tracy. Must be on the
show. Okay. Okay, they don't want to talk. Okay, man. Good show, man. Guys, race this weekend, man. Be careful. You're going to the races. Enjoy yourself, man. Be safe. Coming up on a holiday weekend next week, man. Wish everybody just do what they do and close out the year. It's all about fun. It's all about making action, man. We get on these shows. We do what we do, but it's just about trying to bring some action, talking a little shit. It ain't never personal. It's just part of the grudge game. So, hey, man, everybody just hang in there, man. Sharon, let's go down and get last call and give guys comments before we get out of here.
Okay, 10-4 Racing, final comment.
Good show.
Doobie, final comment.
Everybody have a nice and safe holiday.
All right, Doobie, you do the same, man.
Bushnell, final comment.
Racers, fans, spectators, see y'all at them tracks.
Smooth, final comment.
I wish everybody a happy holiday. Everybody get full of that turkey and full for them Cowboys.
Pretty Tony, final comment.
Tracy, I wasn't for sure. Is Jeff, me and Jeff locked in or not?
What is that?
Obviously not.
Leave him alone.
Who is it, Tony? Okay,
leave him alone. Yeah, leave him alone. Tony, he's drunk.
Butler, final comment.
Oh, yeah, I just got on here, Miss Shane. I done missed the whole show. I just got in the last 5 minutes.
We're doing final comments
now,
Butler.
Oh, well, shoot. Well, hell, I ain't get to hear nothing. Well, y'all having a good show, I guess. Man, y'all got rid of all the good races, Miss Shane and Tommy. All right,
well, you know you
got to
call in
post 7
o'clock. You
know
you
got to
call in early, man.
I guess Blue Flame will try to kiss somebody, man. Hell, shit, y'all have a good weekend, safe turkey day, and we'll see what we do this weekend.
Tivo.
All right, Tivo.
All right, man.
Oscar, your mic is open. You have something for Pretty Tony, I think.
Yeah, he said he wanted to race with a truck. Tell him to lock something in.
Oscar De La Hoya?
What's up with it, man? I got a phone call. He's calling me out.
We going to do it on the 7th?
Just lock something in.
Lock in?
Well, what you want to do? You calling me out.
He said I have one race.
Huh?
That's locked in the 250. That's locked in the 250 on the stack.
Tony's gonna go home crying like he did at Denton, man.
Hey, we gotta go put a trap in this stuff.
Hey, I already lost. I can't keep losing.
Yeah, it can happen.
The sun shines on the dog ass every now and again.
But you can use a little pussy cat though.
Huh?
The grub.
Yo, what's up?
Alright, but as long as we already locked in, that's all I was calling for, lock them in. I'll holler at y'all next time.
Yeah.
Alright,
Oscar.
Alright,
okay,
Shane,
go ahead.
King
B,
final
comment.
Y'all have a nice holiday and keep the grudge, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Alright. Bella Bugs won't King B.
Whoa, wait a minute. Where did that come from?
Outlaw King Y. It's an Outlaw King Y right there.
I'm trying to make sure my whole crew going with me. So I ain't gonna make it by myself this Saturday, but for sure I will be there on December the 7th. If y'all wanna make the trip down here, we can show enough, lock it in.
Oh,
so what you doing, man? You paying the first punk out or something?
Why? What you mean? Pay a first punk out, man? The show was canceled. What do you mean? Man, you going, man?
The show ain't canceled. The show moved to another date. If you scared, you're scared. Okay.
But man, hey, fella. I ain't said nothing, but I was scared. I told you. I said I'm making sure. The rest of my crew gonna be able to go with me because I can't go by myself because I mean I'm going out of town. Don't get it twisted and say nothing about me being scared. Yeah, because I told you. If I got my crew, you've been trying to get off the bed for 2 weeks. I'm trying to get off the bed, dude. I just told you, man.
Everybody in Dallas saying you've been trying to get off the bed, man. So let me tell you what you do with that 250. You go buy you some more motherfucking nitrous before you fuck around with me.
Yeah. Ain't nobody getting off the bed.
So let me tell you this here. That race is over with between me and you because another day supposed to bring the race. So we're done with that. Me and you ain't got no talk about that. But December the 7th, if you feel foggy, we'll do it down there, but don't worry about that 250, man. Go buy you some more nitrous. Find some more horsepower.
You got the good part down, bumper. You got that bumper part down good and tight.
Yeah, man, I race anytime somebody lock in. That's all I'm going to tell you. I ain't going to never call nobody and say, I can't make it, and then I ain't going to pay it, and then the track rained, and I, man, this man, so, this man, so, this man, so, still going on, this man,
boy, you got that pump, man, down tight, all that shit trying to talk about, ain't nobody going to pay something, man, I thought, man, if I don't make it, I can pay a punk out fee. But until then, me and you still, I'm still coming that way. I didn't say I wasn't going to come. That's what you failing to realize. I never said I wasn't coming.
That's what you just said.
That's what I just said, man. This shit on record, man. That ain't what I said, man. What I said was, I said, long as my crew can go with me and I ain't coming by myself out of town, man, I'm coming. You can't fit that in there that said I wasn't going to show. You can't fit that
first
in there.
First thing you said, it rained,
man.
You start, listen
to me, man. You got your chest all out, and you start talking about what somebody wants to fuck out feet.
I want you to talk to me like a gorilla. You may decide to race for 5 or 10 or something. Talk to me like a gorilla. Don't get on here talking like we in school, kindergarten and shit, somebody writing. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
I ain't telling you, dog. Let him get full of that turkey, man. Let that giant turkey get full of that turkey.
We'll see him Saturday.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one. Y'all have a good one out there, brother. So we're going to go off and do any last call. We're going to get out of here, Sharon. Go up to the next call.
Yeah, we're going to keep through it, man.
Okay, Tracy.
That's
it. It's on you.
Okay. Hey,
it's on you,
good,
Tracy.
Good show, man. Go ahead. You got something to say? Okay.
No, it's on you.
Good show. We hope everybody have a good Thanksgiving, man. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your family. And go out and be safe doing some racing this weekend. And, man, we'll see y'all next week, man. We'll continue this, man, to try to make action for Dallas Raceway, December 7th, the last show, grudge show of the year. Till then, man, everybody, hey, keep it grudge, man, and keep doing what you're doing. And be safe and happy holidays. See y'all next Tuesday night.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you, Miss Sharon.
Thank you. Thank you,
Sharon.
Sharon.
Thank you. Tempo, bitch!
Saturday, December 7th. Atomic Dog is showing up racing. I'm bringing the Final Shakedown 2013 Grudge Fest to Dallas Raceway. This is it! So if you want some,
come get some.
Action Grudge Racing all night.
You don't want to miss the Trophy Car Matches, Big Tire Shootout, Old School Back Out Shootout, and the Truck Shootout.
For the classes, we got a 580, 7L indexes. Bring your motorcycle and your ATV to get in on the action too. Gates open at 11 a.m. Admission $20. Kids 12 and under is free. Driver tech card $10. For more info, contact Atomic Dog at 512-775-6563 or peanut at 214-317-0185. Or you can find us at AtomicDogDragRacing.com or Atomic Dog Drag Racing on Facebook. Be sure to tune in to the Atomic Dog Grudge Inc. radio show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Call-in number is 646-200-4419. And the call-in number is 646-200-4419. It's your boy Chuck G. You got to be there.